The following podcast is for mature audiences only, so hey, look, if you're under 18, just turn it off, okay?
Do you know the secrets of making friends? They are so simple and easy. That looks easy enough, and Joey is going to try it out.
Hi guys, it's Miss Jenga.
Freckles.
It's Captain Jack.
And we are here with the Swinger Cast. Welcome. Yay. Who are you guys?
I'm Allie.
I'm John.
And we have a beautiful live audience. We've got Norbert sitting in. It's a party. We are recording here at New Horizons today. They're setting up for another party, so you're going to hear some clicks and tinks and all kinds of stuff going on in the background because they're setting up the dance cage. We're going to have Alice in Wonderland Glow Party tonight. It's going to be fun. Yeah. Yeah, so today we are drinkless. Drinkless.
Wah, wah.
Yes.
Yeah, I had a drink all set up, too.
What were you going to make?
French toast shots.
A French toast
shot?
Oh,
wow.
Yeah, it was Fireball, butter shots, and Bailey's. Equal parts of each. So instead of making one, at least we'll describe one.
All right.
And so everybody out there, go have one for us.
Is that going to affect your mojo?
It might. I told you. I think it's left my shoe in the locker.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. So you guys were here for the party last night. Did you have a good time?
Yes, we did. We had a blast.
It was a full house. We had Valentine's date night, which is one of Norbert's favorite nights. Not only was it your wedding anniversary.
Yes.
3 years.
So. 3 years.
Yes.
You are just a spry thing, aren't you?
Well, the only reason I've picked
Valentine's Day.
Valentine's Day was I wouldn't forget for my wedding anniversary.
Smart man.
Yeah, so you had 250 people in for your anniversary party, huh?
Yeah, 250 some, so.
And how many courses was dinner last night? It was a little bit on the ridiculous side.
Oh, gosh.
Well, yes. Yeah. It was 9 courses, but I thought it was fantastic, so.
Oh, yeah, I did too, but 9 courses is like, whoa.
Well, yeah, I don't think.
But wait, there's more.
It took $2.
And wait, there's more.
Yeah, it did take a bit to serve, but you know, it's about the seduction, right?
Yeah, but people enjoyed it, so that's the main thing.
Yeah.
And it tasted good.
Yeah, well, that's the important thing.
Yeah.
If you stick it in your mouth and you don't like it, you probably shouldn't do that, huh?
Probably not.
Low hanging fruit.
But you have to be polite.
Did you guys put anything in your mouths last night? Did you have a good time?
Yeah.
Yeah, we had a bunch of friends here last night who joined us, and it was great to see them again. It was great to be back in the club. We had a blast.
Good.
Yeah, I got the opportunity to sit with this group.
I know,
they were fantastic. It was so much fun having dinner with you guys. Excellent group. You can come back anytime, please.
Awesome. So what did they talk about, Jack?
Yeah.
I can't say right now. Nope. I didn't get clearance first. Sorry.
Got it. Well done. Well, see, it was a test. You pass. You can keep your leg.
Thanks, Mom.
So did you guys have any adventures last night? Did you hang out? You
like
saw some old friends? And
adventures?
Yes.
We bed hopped.
We have 42 of them here.
We tried to make it, you know, have a little fun in every room because we have limited time. So we had to spend a little time in the mirror room. We had to spend a little time in the red room. So, yeah, I'm worn out.
Nice. That's what I like to hear. Yeah. What'd you guys think of the fire show? We had a fire show last night.
That was cool. Very awesome.
Very good.
Yeah.
It was mesmerizing. I was just like watching and in a zone watching it.
Yeah.
How do those guys not burn themselves? I've never seen it in person before, only on TV, and I don't get it.
Much like the Hulk, they're always burning themselves.
little known fact, not many people know this about me, but back in college, I actually ate fire.
Nice. Wow.
I wasn't very good at it. I lived to tell about it.
And you rode the unicycle.
A unicycle fire eater.
But
I'll totally book you.
The trick is when you take the fire in your mouth and you make that O with your O face, right?
Nice.
And it suffocates the oxygen, and that's how you close the flame.
Nice.
But he was doing
was it a match?
Really advanced stuff, and I was it a match? No, I had like the sticks with the wicks and the So, don't try this at home.
Yeah, one of the fire performers last night was my kid, and he actually learned how to fire breathe when he was 12 at our house in the dining room.
That was your kid?
Yeah.
Wow.
The, actually, the one that wasn't playing with the fire last night.
So he actually has caught his hair on fire. So yeah. If you ever wanted to know that, yes, yeah. Sometimes they do catch themselves on fire. So, but then they stop, drop, and roll.
Like he did last night.
Yeah.
And hurt his shoulder. Oh.
But I wouldn't try it myself at a swing club because it does give you fire breath as well.
That's true. With the fuel, it's kind of weird. Yeah. Yeah. It was fun.
Is it worse than onion breath?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Garlic.
Yeah. So our topic for today is red flags. Red flags. So we've talked a lot about, you know, kind of the Swinger 101 series and how, you know, communication is a huge piece. It's number one, communication with the couples. And Norbert is guesting on the SwingerCast. And your web address is swingercast.com.
Yeah.
All right. We're doing a little swap.
Awesome. Love and linkage. I've been listening to it since, I think, 2007, when you guys were still soft swap.
Mm-hmm.
You've changed a little bit now, but
a little bit.
Just a little bit.
Like Norbert, says, those rules may change.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Well before I got into the lifestyle, I've been listening to it, fascinated with the lifestyle, and you guys were a big part of really my education early on.
Oh. So how did you guys start out? Like what you started out soft swap and
yeah, but it wasn't like we weren't at the time, we were just enjoying that. That was our style of play.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And we weren't in it to, like, progress. We didn't think about it that way. We just...
Right.
This is what we were comfortable with, and we mm-hmm. just did it. And we did it for many years, and I still prefer...
Just soft swap? Yeah.
I actually do.
You know, with
big groups of people, and...
I love superhero origin stories. That's why I'm asking.
How did we get into
What was your first?
How do we get into the podcast or into swinging?
The swinging, yeah.
I mean, we've always had a great sex life. We've always had a lot of fun, you know, and adventurous. And we didn't really think about swinging per se. But the story is that 1 year on my birthday, she surprised me with a threesome with another woman.
Nice.
Ali tells it better than me.
She's a keeper.
Yeah, and we really didn't know about this swinging. Mm-hmm. Or we had the image that Norbert has destroyed.
Good.
From us, you know, of swinging, you know. I didn't say that right.
So did you just think it was like key parties and stuff like that? Yeah.
Male-centric.
We thought that it was the male dragging the woman in and, you know, just because he wanted to have sex with other people. That kind
right.
of thing, and knocking her over the head and dragging her in.
Right. Well,
but we found that...
Actually, that's how it started.
Yeah.
When Lorna and I first thought about it, we looked at some other clubs in the area. And I remember, for instance, in one club, they had a rule that if you had sex with somebody, you did never have it again with that same person because you might get emotionally involved. And we thought that was absolutely ridiculous, you know. So we never attended any more parties.
And there were key parties happening too, right? They would just dump keys in a bowl.
Absolutely, yes.
How did that go? Like that just sounds swarmy.
Well, we never. Got involved in any of those because we already knew what was going to happen and didn't like the idea at all, ending up with somebody you really had no connection with. Mm-hmm. You know. So for us, it was emotional involvement that was important. So when we started, I guess, swinging, it was only with people that we considered friends of the family. And we were lucky in the sense that we had a pool, so we went all swimming, including our children. And when it got a little too heavy for our children, they left. Mm-hmm. So we never introduced them into swimming, but we never left them out of it either, except, of course, in the bedroom.
Right. Yeah. So was that kind of your impression, like what was in the media and the, you know, caveman stuff.
We never really thought about swinging mm-hmm. because of that. Mm-hmm. But we were always sexually adventurous and
After that threesome, we got horny. We thought, well, how can we do that again?
Nice.
Yeah, these people, researched clubs, and we went out in the middle of nowhere in Southern California to a club, and no one knew where we were going. We were really nervous.
Yeah, yeah.
And we drove down this dusty dirt road.
I think we've been to that club.
I think we have been to that club.
We're like, okay, we're going to go check out the swingers, you know? And then we just looked at it as another adventure. You
right.
know? Mm-hmm. Well, okay, we've got each other. We're going to just go in and.
And you don't have to stay if you don't want to.
Yeah. And so, and we were
don't
like,
have to
wow.
play if you don't want to.
Right.
You just have sex with each other in the back of the room, and that's, you know, enough for us at first.
Sure.
You know, it was just fun.
Yeah. We started out a little bit different, but pretty much the same way of just, you know, playing with each other. And Freckles and I did that for quite a while before we ventured out into other areas. And I know Captain Jack.
Yeah, it wasn't my style.
You randy boy.
Well, I started out pretty much single, so.
Yeah. We've
and
heard
you. And you embraced me.
I did.
Thankfully.
Against my bosom.
Yes.
And it was love ever since. Yeah, so you guys started out with a threesome. Was it a friend or?
No.
It was just somebody. Was it an internet connection?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Yeah, that's cool. That's cool. Yeah. So you've been to a lot of different clubs, and Norbert, you've seen everything over the years?
Probably over the years, I have seen everything and heard everything. Yeah, well, that's important.
Yeah.
I guess I'm very logical. Mm-hmm. And so I check things out and try to remember how I felt about it. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, I discussed it with Lorna because she was very intelligent, very fantastic woman. And so we could communicate totally, you know. So, and that was, I guess, the main point in our relationship, that we could talk about everything. And that's what we tried to, I expected that everybody was in that same space. Mm-hmm. And was very surprised when people couldn't communicate with each other, that they went into, like, swinging with one or the other was not honest about why they wanted to do that. Mm-hmm. And once you're not honest with your partner, you don't even have a good start, and you will never get to any point where you're both happy.
Right, yeah. Right. So that's a red flag, is honesty.
Yeah. And
absolutely.
And the way people communicate, when I go to a club, like the major red flag, I watch the couples and how their body language and the way they communicate. Yeah. And if I see, you know, I can pretty much tell right away.
Your spidey sense is tingling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That,
yeah.
You know, if they don't have that communication and that with each other, then that's a red flag to me.
Right, right.
That's why so many times I'll be in the middle of, you know, sipping on a drink or and she'll turn around and smile, John.
See those people over there? They're hot. Smile, goddammit.
Yeah,
I know how that goes.
Body language is important.
It is.
You know? But you know, his mouth, when he's just like not smiling, his lips turn down. So unless he's smiling, it looks like he might be angry.
Do you have resting bitch face? I deal with that too. Yeah.
Smile.
Yeah, there's some people in the audience that understand what I'm talking about. It's like, put on your show face. We had an instance one time when I was being really intense with him about he was attracted to a gal that later became his girlfriend, and he was Freckles was nervous and like, I don't know if I'm gonna go talk to her. And I'm like, listen, you just go get that girl. You know? And I was intense with him, but I was trying to like really get him to hear me. And one of my play partners saw this interaction that we were having, because I was like, I'm going to go check in with my husband before we go play and blah, blah. And he was done. Like, my play partner was done. He's like, I saw you guys on the stairs. This is not a good night. And I'm out. Mm-hmm. I'm out. And So that was interesting that I had a red flag thrown at me.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
And I said, no, this is what we're talking about, and this is what's happening. And he and Freckles wound up talking about it later. But I was like, you know, if you're not okay to play because of what you saw, that's fine. I'm not gonna push it. But even, you know, what you project, it was just that intensity that kind of was a turnout for him. Mm-hmm. And that was interesting to have the tables turned. I was making sure he was okay. And
yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, you were. that wasn't the end of the story.
Yeah. Yeah. So you're right. Body language is huge. So, and when we have a lifestyle 101, workshop round robin type thing that we do here for open houses, and we'll continue to do that too for people that are interested. One of the things we talk about is, you know, because specifically single guys have more of this question, but it applies for married couples too. We encourage people, you know, develop that bromance, develop that gal pal thing, because if there's a guy that's continuously approaching your lady and doesn't ever talk to you, that's a huge red flag. Have you guys had experiences like that?
Oh yeah. Yeah. Especially when John goes to get a drink and then someone,
the vultures.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Come, you know, why didn't you come talk to me when he was here? You know, when he was right here talking.
Right.
You know.
But at a minimum, if I return and she's engaged in a conversation and the guy like starts, hey, you know, starts talking to me and like your bromance, mm-hmm. like, you know, example, then that can work. You know, I mean, the thing is, it's just like, you know, it's not if you're in competition to get my wife, I'm going to win every time.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So
always. Get in good with a dude.
Right.
It's always been my
policy. And it's not a fake thing. I mean, you navigate that a lot, don't you, Captain Jack?
Oh, yeah. Totally. And so, it's a big red flag. You can find red flags right there. If you strike up a conversation with the guy, great. And then when you go and you start talking to the girl, I pay attention to the guy and see his reaction. And sometimes you can see flags right there going off, and you can see him getting nervous or uncomfortable, and step away. It's not worth it.
Yeah.
There's drama there behind the scenes.
And it can go the same way with ladies, too. Mm-hmm. You know, a woman approaching the gentleman directly and cutting the wife out, or the girlfriend, or the mm-hmm. significant other, or just approaching single guys to, you know, and not including her husband. You know, I've seen some of that go on, and it's not a healthy place to be. So,
and a big one that I find, I don't find it often,
mm-hmm.
but people coming in to try to fix their relationship.
It's like trying to have a baby.
My wife cheated on me, so I'm going to bring her here and kind of like get even, or
air quotes, make it right.
Make it right.
Yeah, right.
And that never works out.
Yeah.
Yeah. True, true. So, and the communication goes both ways, not just between the couple, but through any potential play partners. And one of the things that I've experienced is, you know, people that aren't interested in talking about what they want to have happen. They're not, like Norbert said, they're not open about their fantasies, and they're not open about what it is they're looking for. And that can lead to a lot of issues. So for me, that's a huge red flag as far as, you know, if you're not comfortable talking to me about, you know, safe sex, if you're not comfortable talking to me about, you know, different specific activities.
Well, there's a big red flag, because, it's good to talk about your sexual past, mm-hmm. and what you may or may not have or whatever. It's good to talk about those things prior to engaging in sexual mm-hmm. content. If they don't want to talk about it.
Big red flag.
Hit the road.
Yeah.
Or if they
get kind of nervous when you're talking about STDs and such. Mm-mm, don't go there.
Which could mean they're just not comfortable with having the conversation, but there is that alternative. Mm-hmm. So
and condom use and stuff like that. So you know, everybody has a different.
Well, yeah, that'd be a pretty big red flag if somebody just comes up and says, "Well, you know what? I want to go bareback you in the back room over here."
You don't have that conversation, you know, I tell people that we're all grown-ups here, and we certainly don't enforce any safe sex rules here at New Horizons. But it's we provide the condoms, and it's better to assume everybody plays safe than to specifically be asked to use a condom, you know, and. That's something that can lead to huge life-altering.
You need to have that conversation before. you know, any play happens. I mean, you know.
Yeah.
There's nervousness. Everybody's, you know, there's your first time, your second time, your 100th time, whatever. You can still be nervous. But talking it through, you know, is important.
So what are some of the things that you do to open up that conversation?
You know.
And does it vary from different clubs?
Yeah. Not only does it vary from different clubs, it varies from different personalities that we're talking to, you know?
Yeah.
Some people are just more comfortable, you know, talking about it. Other people, it seems to be like, you know, it's kind of, if this is kind of like a 101 conversation, it's so typical, I think, to get in conversation with a single or with a couple, and it automatically comes to, how many times have you been here?
Okay.
You know, those kind of questions come up, and that can lead to, you know, well, what do you like to do, you know, and how do you guys like to play?
Oh, that's a good one. Yeah, how do you guys like to play? That's a great soft startup. Yeah, yeah, nice.
What's your play style? Because, you know.
What are your rules?
Even if you're full swap or soft swap, I mean, there's all different levels on that. Or it's, I think it's all about more like your play style, like how you play. You know? I don't know.
And, you know, sometimes I think when you say a couple says they're full swap, you know, another couple may think, well, we're going to exclude them because that's not our play style. We're soft swap, but you know, like Ali and I said, we don't count us out from soft swap because you know, we're not goal oriented.
Sure,
you know?
Sure. So with finding new partners. Oh, and one of the things that I like to do too is, do you have any health issues? That's what I like to ask people because like I got a bum hip right now, so it's like I don't want you to push my leg up over my head. I'm good, you know. I think as we get older, that becomes more important to ask those questions. Yeah. So, at what point, like when you're trying to foster a relationship with a couple, because we had an experience with a couple that we were good friends with, and they talked a lot about stuff that they wanted to do with us and how they wanted to play, and we had all those conversations, but it got to the point where that seemed like all they wanted to do was just have the conversation.
Yeah, definitely have the conversation.
You're asking if I think I understand.
When you cut it off.
How do we get from this conversation over here to that bed over there?
Because we set up play dates. We even had like a hotel play date. And, you know, it was, again, no pressure, no expectations. But it was like every time it came down to like the play scenario, they would talk about how they wanted to swap and do this. And then it never manifested. Mm-hmm. And there came a point where we were just like, okay, well, play is off the table with them and we're still friends with them, but we're not going to go there and consistently do that. So have you guys had that kind of experience or?
Not really.
Okay. All right. Yeah, no, that's all right. So how do you make the transition then?
The less clothing you have on seems to be the better.
The better.
Start getting naked and things just fall into place.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I depend on Allie a lot for that. Like if we're in a club, especially, you know, and if we're in conversation, I just kind of I know that when she's comfortable to play, she'll let everybody know.
Okay.
And that way I don't feel like I'm pressuring her into anything.
Yeah.
You know, I just let her kind of take that lead. Sometimes though, it can put, you know, it puts pressure on her to do that. So I don't want to do that either.
So it's just dependent on the situation. Then it sounds like, that's cool.
She'll just blurt out, you know, okay, I think John and I are going to go play now. Do you guys are welcome to join us? Mm-hmm. We're going to go up here. Or, you know, she'll say
being
like
blunt
that
is often the best way.
Yeah.
Instead of trying to dance around it.
But
and insinuate,
after
let's, you know,
comes.
Maybe, yeah, it, just get out there. Hey, so what's your plans? We ready to go upstairs? Let's go hit the hot tub. Let's get naked together.
Yeah. That's always fun.
Yes.
Naked time. Mm-hmm.
So what as far as red flags go, you know, we're able to, sometimes when you're up in the playrooms and things, red flags happen.
Yes.
And I want people to know that they can just say, no, I'm done, you know, and get out of
it. Say your goodbyes, be nice, courteous, but, you know, don't be afraid to leave.
Yeah, it's totally okay. And we do that
Yeah, put the brakes on it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, and if there's any boundary violations too, that's huge for me. And that doesn't necessarily have to be restricted to the play areas, you know. Sometimes there's dynamics in relationships where boundaries are crossed or violated, and that's, you know, that's a no-go for me. So, because it is about the friendship. Steve spoiled me. Set it up like this, knock it out of the park. God, Norbert.
Damn you.
Teaching me boundaries and stuff.
No.
I think that's great.
Yeah, it is.
What about you? You've been quiet about red flags.
I never thought about there being any red flags, but obviously now that I listen to you talking, mm-hmm. I just never had that concept.
Right.
I just took it for granted that if things don't work out right, then you don't do it.
Got it.
Yeah. You know? So, but I don't think that I would say that I have any red flags.
Okay.
Every experience is different. And, but, so I don't want to categorize things.
Sure, sure. Well, I know I came to you about a person I was struggling with at one point, and I said, you know, I'm trying to really give this gal the benefit of the doubt and just, you know, mm-hmm. love her through this, because I know that she's had some stuff happen in her past and she was angry, or she was hurt. Mm-hmm. And you said, well, there is no such thing as hurt. That's just anger.
Yeah.
And it was like, oh, and that was a wake up call for me. Mm. And that was a, like I call it, red flag. Yeah. It's like, it's not working out. Why am I trying to make it work?
Yeah.
You know?
Right. Mm-hmm. If it's not good for you, then don't do it.
Right.
Exactly.
So,
I need to throw the baby out with the bathwater more, huh?
Well, unless you want to throw the baby out and use the bathwater.
I'm trying. The kids keep coming home. They keep coming home. Yeah. So if you had any big, huge, are there any markers that you look for, like as a single dude? Because you talked a little bit about watching, making sure the guy is comfortable in the relationship.
Yeah, I vet people pretty well beforehand. Unless, you know, you're already upstairs and you roll over, oh, hi, how are you? And it just kind of go with the flow. But there's the big one is the interaction between the guy and the gal. And
yeah.
When you include the third party, being me, the single male, how does that guy react? And you pay attention to that closely. The whole time, even when you're going upstairs, hitting the hot tub, that's usually the launch point.
Yeah.
And where you, I don't like to negotiate, but I like to agree.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You're watching the relationship the whole time as best as possible.
Yeah. So we
I'm going to be Phil Donahue.
Oh, sweet.
Oh, hey, we got a question.
We have a question.
You're way more handsome than Phil.
The one with the cleavage.
Yes, I have a question for the single male.
Oh crap.
God. Hey, wait.
It's Tinkerbell.
I don't know if we should have gave her the mic.
I have a question for the single male, and I'd like to know if you've had this happen to you, and how do you handle it? If you've gotten to know or vetted a couple, and let's say you thought everything was on good terms, but you noticing the female approaching you without her mate, would you seek out her mate in a separate conversation and find out if he's okay with it? Would you dodge that bullet?
That's a good question, actually. Ooh, that's a very good question. I have had this that I can remember one time. It turned out great, though, but there was one time where the female, without the male, directly came to me and said, hey, how are you doing? What are you doing later? I want to go upstairs. And I had previously seen them together. And I probably made a mistake, but I didn't fall that path. It hasn't happened too many times, because I'm usually the one going towards the people, introducing myself, and being the extrovert that I can sometimes be quite annoying like.
And he's also a slut, so.
Yeah. Well, man whore, because.
I'm okay to be a slut. That's all right. I own it.
But man, you don't like man whore?
Man whore, okay. All right. What do you want to call me?
They don't pay him.
As long as you say it with a smile.
Of course.
Tinkerbell.
You know that.
I'll take anything from you.
I have, sorry, just another question, though. So do you prefer to play with females as part of a couple or a single female? And the reason why I'm asking, do you find that women, once they've played with you, do you find that women have a tendency to get possessive of you?
I've ran into that, yes. As far as my preference to single or with a couple, they're both different feels. And right. I've actually been with the same woman in a couple situation, or with a threesome.
Right.
And with her by herself and me.
Yeah.
And it's a totally different energy you get.
Okay.
It does switch a lot. Because once you make it just a twosome, it gets a whole lot more intimate.
It does.
But is that why you haven't played with me yet?
Fuck, she figured it out.
31 and a half.
Give her the award. Give her the jackcracker.
Yeah. Jenga goes home with the prize.
I forgot about that one. We right? haven't
we
hit
had,
it.
We had company.
Yeah,
we
that's true. It, that was a record.
Yeah, we've actually had that happen too, Kinkerbell. Just as a couple, we've had people approach like couples, almost like they were trying to split us apart or something. And we have an agreement, like no bullet rule. I mean, that's one of our agreements, but it's that communication piece of making sure that we check in before we go off, checking yep. in before we commit to playing with another couple. And that's something. And sometimes it's just like the people's communication style. Either they haven't been in the lifestyle very long, or they've been in the lifestyle a really long time, and they're not. There's not
a lot of shorthand.
Shorthand, yeah. I guess is the best way for it, because it's not protocol. It's shorthand. But I've seen some instances where there are couples that come in and split the couples apart, and that's not healthy at all.
Divide and conquer.
Divide and conquer, yeah.
Not a good policy.
It's kind of gross.
Yeah.
You know, and when I see that happen, like, those people are not on my list anymore. It's, yeah, and like, game playing, head games, I'm not into that at all. You know, there's that whole thing of giving permission, and I see this happen sometimes. There's women that will give permission and tell their guy, yeah, I'm okay with you going and playing with that person, and even tell the female, I'm okay with you guys playing, and then it, you know, backlash that they really weren't okay with it, and why did you cheat on me with my husband? And it's like, wait a minute, we talked about this. So it's really imperative, like Norbert says, to your boundaries and your rules, make sure you're both really super comfortable with them. And we've had stops and starts with that, though, mm-hmm. haven't we, as a couple?
Oh, yeah.
Because, like, we thought we were okay with it, but we don't include the person that we played with in that. That's our crap that we need to work out.
Yeah.
Because they didn't do anything wrong, you know? And how can you pin that on somebody when it was your mess that you created? You cleaned up yourself, you know? Yeah, own your shit. Own your shit. Did you guys have any stops and starts like that when you were starting in the lifestyle? Or even now, sometimes, you know, that could still happen.
You want to speak to that?
No.
No?
No, I mean, I didn't really have it. What do you mean?
So I guess what I mean is, go ahead, John.
It's not all champagne and roses.
Right.
You know, everyone's going to have learning opportunities, pitfalls, whatever you want to, however you want to phrase it. But the most important thing is if you, for us as a couple, as long as we talk about it and communicate, there's nothing we can't overcome.
Right.
Yeah, and that's why what Norbert said about the red flags, that we don't tend to let them affect us, and mm-hmm. and we just want to have fun together. And
right.
And if someone isn't someone that wants to have fun with us, or mm-hmm. that we, you know, could play on the same page as us, or play style, we just,
I mean, Norbert got me thinking a minute ago when he said, you know, didn't really have any red flags. But I think that probably all of us could agree, if we say, instead of red flags, maybe we say turn off. There's some turn offs that we could probably all agree that would turn us all off. You know, too much alcohol.
That's
a turn off, right?
Red turn off.
There's other turn offs, or maybe you want to call it a red flag for you as a couple, that maybe you just, it's just something, it's your preference, you know, guy's not bi, guy is bi. Whatever that preference is, you know, for some people that's a turn off or a red flag, they may call it, but mm-hmm. You know, the communication is key. I mean, that's the That's the swinger mantra, right?
So when you got into the lifestyle, did you think that your communication was super awesome and then you found out that you had more stuff to talk about than you realized? Or
No. Okay. She may feel differently.
We've always communicated. We were best friends for years before.
Yeah.
And we just always communicated.
Cool.
I mean, the kind of the thing how our podcast began is we would come home, you know, and I think a lot of couples do this, you know, you come home and you're like, tell each other the naughty things you did. And
right.
Oh my God, I can't believe you did that. And then like she would tell me the stuff and I'd get really turned on. And I'm like, we should be recording this.
Yeah.
And so.
And at the time we didn't have a community of swingers and friends that we were kind of traveling away from our city to a club. And so our connection or us able to talk about it and then with the podcasting.
Really helped you guys.
Oh yeah.
Nice. That's awesome. Yeah. That's awesome. How about you? How do you what are some of your turnoffs, Jack? I'm making a list.
Well, apparently I'm too much of a slut to have a turnoff, but thanks, Kinkerbell. Pulse, that is one, yes.
Yeah,
no pulse.
No pulse.
A turnoff.
That's a turnoff.
Yes.
No pulse.
You know, I have some discriminating
behavior wise.
What's that?
Behavior wise.
Behavior wise.
Like, do you like introverts, a drunk and sloppy?
I steer away from introverts because even though I am kind of an extrovert, when it comes to being aggressive, I am not that aggressive. Mm-hmm. I usually wait. I will put myself out there in front and wait for them to give me the sign to
like a moth to a flame.
Yeah, exactly. So I stay away from introverts mostly. There's been some
and that explains why we have never done anything, Jack. These are the jokes, folks.
Another one. Overly talkative. That'll shut me down sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Too jabberjawsy.
That makes sense.
Mm-hmm. What about you?
Me?
What's your turnoff? People who do podcasts.
I've already got the joke.
That's
cracker.
Why you haven't slept with me.
Right?
Oh, you can't get it
you
back.
You saw my evil trap.
You
what?
Can't get it back, Jack. Next episode.
No, I think it depends on the person because it's not, for me, it's not like a specific trait. I guess lies. Lies.
Oh, yeah. That's a big one.
Lies.
Yeah, that's a big one.
Oh, I've shut some relationships down here because of lies.
Yeah, and it doesn't even have to be a big thing. It's just like, if you can't be honest with me about whatever, what else are you lying to me about, you know? And that betrayal of trust. Yes. Because, in the lifestyle, there's so much that it just, cultural stuff that strips away. You know, you don't necessarily care about what somebody does for a living or how they necessarily live their daily life because you're not looking for a mate. You're just looking for a playmate. So that means that, you know, you can give them sugar and send them home to grandma. So, right? Yeah. So there's a lot of things that I let slide with playmates that Freckles would never get away with.
Ain't that the truth?
But, you know, we're also, we look at each other, we're not soul partners, we're life journey partners, you know? And it's just, we're on this amazing journey together.
He's
so,
your husband.
He's my husband, yeah. He was a one-night stand gone horribly awry. sorry. it's not necessarily a personality trait, because, like, somebody who's talkative or aggressive, it just depends on what their level is of that. But it's more the turnoffs, the behavioral stuff.
Pushy
it's
people.
People that are pushing my boundaries or being disrespectful. And I think it all comes down to, you know, lying about it. Because if you tell me that you're respectful of boundaries and all this stuff, and we get upstairs and you're pushing me to do something that I'm not comfortable with that I expressed, I'm sorry. That's a different shade of gray lie, you know? Mm. 50 stages of bullshit. Right. So.
Call back to that at 40.
The movie just came out, all right? I'm not going to get over it for a while. God.
Hey, Jenga, want to go see a movie?
No. I'll fall asleep. I'm tired.
Fine, I'm taking your husband.
All right. You guys can have a mandate. How about Killer. You? What are your turnoffs?
My turnoffs. Oh, wow.
Walks on the beach, sand in your crack.
Sand in my crack is a really... That's a, yeah, that's
pina coladas getting caught in the rain.
You know, actually, I don't particularly care for pina coladas.
Flip flops, yeah.
dishonesty is a huge one. General shadiness. We touched on a little bit earlier the approach when you're by yourself. Suddenly, you know, if you're talking with your partner and your partner goes gets a drink or something, the person slides in and says, "Hey, what's going on?" That's a little, that doesn't do much for me at all. The big one for me, and it's probably something that because I had a lot of stuff myself to deal with in that area, is coming in saying, "Hey, we're all okay with this. We're going to do this. Here we go."
Like what?
Oh, just making arrangements to go play with somebody.
Okay.
And it breaks down in the middle because the people were not okay.
Yeah.
And they were like, "We're putting this flag up here, and we're going to show you this flag, and this is this thing." And then the masks come off in the middle, and it's a friggin' nightmare.
It just turns into a drama fest.
Yeah. Yeah. Because you just, it just can't get out of there fast enough or nice
yeah,
enough.
Yeah, that goes back to the dishonesty thing, too.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
That's
and sometimes
one.
People don't know until they're in it, and I get that, so, you know.
True enough, but there's a different... When it comes across as you're about to get set up, or when you get into it, and the drama is so big, so gigantic, that it's very obvious that this is how they fight on a normal basis, or this is like...
Oh, those,
it's like,
yeah.
How we have now decided to bring yeah. you into this. Congratulations, you're part... And like, no, thank you. I'm out. Thank yeah. you. You guys are nice. Don't call me.
Right.
And when the phone doesn't ring, that'll be me. So...
yeah, so...
I just thought of a big red flag turnoff, and that's head games. The come and get me, no, stay there kind of attitude
yeah.
you get from women.
Yeah.
Where, oh,
or
hey,
guys.
Pay attention to me. Oh, hi, yeah, hey, you're hot. Oh, what are you doing? Who are you? Wait
yeah.
a second. Okay, whatever. No, pay attention to me. You go back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. It's a whole game. I don't have time for the game. You know, I might just see you one time here at the club tonight. Let's make it happen or not.
Right.
We only have 5 hours. Let's go.
You can go 5 hours.
Yes.
People are shaking their heads.
Yes.
Be honest.
Yes.
Depends on the intensity. Depends on the intensity.
All right.
Sometimes it's too intense. 15 minutes is all I got.
All right. Yeah.
Is there a movie involved in the middle of the 5 hours? Is that... Oh, sorry. That was Sting. Never mind.
Sting,
that's the
yeah.
whole thing.
So any good stories from this week, guys? Anything anybody want to share?
Well, I was saving that for the next podcast, but yeah, I got it last couple weeks.
Yeah.
Are you
sore?
Did Jack get his mojo back?
My legs are a little sore, yes.
Yeah?
A little wobbly?
Why is that?
I'm going to save it for the next podcast. Need some material for the next one.
All right. How about you guys? Any fun stories?
We got our special guests here. Why don't we hear about their... I mean, they might not be on the next one, so let's hear about your nights. I know, you know, one big difference between our podcasts is you guys get a lot more graphic with your storytelling. It's a little more titillating than ours.
And we're usually doing it, recording...
Right after.
I'm laying in bed while we're recording the city. Okay.
So we got about a 12-hour span. So. I say we hear some stories.
Well, if it's part of their foreplay, then, you know, we can't disrupt that.
True.
Yeah, because they've, you know, we've got a place for
them
to stay
here on
property that has a bed, so, you know.
Come to swingingcast.com. We'll tell you everything.
There you go.
There you go.
But we had a good time this weekend. Been a long time since we've been to Seattle. We went to a drag show.
Nice.
Downtown.
Nice.
We hung out with some friends. We had a lot of laughs. We had a big dinner last night. That was a load of fun. Our friends got involved in a big old orgy
last night.
And they had a blast.
Just a pile of human flesh.
Yeah.
Yes.
There was one woman in our group who was intent on orchestrating a quadruple blowjob for one of our guy friends.
And wait a minute, like four dicks in her mouth at once?
No, like
four women.
Oh, got it. Okay.
It was quite an orchestration.
That's cool, but that's not like Guinness World Record news. Yeah.
I think he has to be about 12 inches. That might work.
I think you have to build a special machine to make it happen.
Yeah.
There was long tongues, yeah. That's cool. So you and I have some business.
Do we?
We do.
Fuck.
So you
what business do we have?
You violated some boundaries.
Uh-oh.
You did.
What?
Oh, crap.
I specifically asked you not to put outtakes at the beginning of the podcast.
Yeah.
And you did it not once, but you snuck in two.
He has my endorsement.
He has your...
So I say we take a vote.
Oh, really? Oh, well, in guess what I brought.
Oh, shit.
What's that all about?
It's my paddle, because you're not going to learn unless you get a spanking.
No, wait a second. You know, we have equal voting here, isn't it?
Listening to the things I've been saying.
Two versus one.
I'm not sure that that's a deterrent.
It's got horror engraved
from
in it backwards.
You know that's not going to be a deterrent. You know very well. You know very well. Probably not.
No. So,
yeah, if you want to, you're more than welcome to anytime, right. Whether or not
put your hands on the table.
Uh-oh.
There you go.
I'm calling your bluff.
Are you?
Oh, wait, no, wait, you're walking over here.
Uh-oh. We can't show the...
No, leave the wallet in.
No.
Leave the wallet in.
It's coming out.
Captain Jack.
So,
wow, I'm not sure.
I'm going to warm up his butt
Jack.
A little bit here. There we go. We
got, you know, you've never done this to me.
I know, and I'm not doing it right now because I'm not making you take your pants off. Should I?
Yes.
Allie says yes.
Allie, I don't hear. Okay.
I've got a paddle
in my back.
No, he's taking his pants off.
Don't take it off. I will hold them for you so we're not breaking any rules.
Yay. Kinkerbell is such a... And don't think you're getting out of yours, mister.
I didn't say anything about the...
There we go. All right. Cover the clef. Wait, no, cover the clef. You got to cover the clef. There we go. Do you want the word whore on your butt? All right.
I can't answer this right now. Are you answering for me? Oh! Okay, you got your one.
Yeah. So let me ask you this.
Quite all right.
Are you going to encourage him to do naughty things behind my back?
When it comes to the podcast, yeah.
All right, your turn, mister. Come on. All right.
Okay. It's Freckles' turn.
Here, let me take the headphones off.
Take the headphones off.
Pink paddle again.
It says whore in it. This was custom made for me. It's beautiful. Yeah. And I didn't hit any of their hands. Look at how good I am.
So I'm definitely not wearing underpants under these pajamas.
All right, Kinkerbell, come on up and help him out.
Wait, what?
Huh?
Oh, sure. He gets underpants?
No, he didn't have underpants. It was naked butt time.
Oh, nope. Shit. Here we go.
Is this for the red vine thing in the previous podcast?
Oh, yeah. Where's the red vines? Yeah. I forgot my red vines.
Yeah, that stuff that they actually asked me to record because the first time they said it didn't get recorded. So they're like, no, turn it on. Go ahead. And, you know, I just left it right there. I got some fucking table. What are you talking about? Get on with that. Thank
there
you very
you
much.
There you go. You're welcome. All right.
I didn't do anything. Norbert and I didn't do anything. I wouldn't do it.
I know. Either would try.
No.
I don't just hand these out for free. you got to earn them.
Anybody in the listening audience have a pillow?
A pillow.
Hey.
All right.
Hey.
I'm sitting funny.
Just
again,
plopped it right
just
down.
Not
plopped
a fucking it right deterrent.
You're a little more experienced than me.
Yeah.
So where's your next stop? You guys travel around and go to different clubs. Do you have a club you're looking forward to?
We'll probably go back to Naughty and Nolans.
Nice.
That sounds awesome.
There's going to be a lot of other podcasters, I believe, joining us down there. We're trying to do like a little convention down there at the
same
time.
I've heard
for different podcasters
at least
coming.
Two podcasts talk about that.
Yeah.
Event.
Yeah. So. Yeah. We've been twice. It's a great event. It's a lot of fun, and we'll probably head there next.
Nice.
And don't you go to Cancun every year?
Ordinarily, we do. We skipped a year. We've been to Desire like 7 years in a row. We've taken a group down there. We just took a year off, but I think we're going to go back in 2016.
Awesome.
Nice.
Cool.
Nice. All right. Well, thank you guys for being here. We appreciate it.
I have one more question. Last podcast I heard out of you guys, you were experimenting with your bush.
Oh, yeah.
And you were growing it out. Yeah, and how did that go? Because I haven't, I don't, maybe there wasn't another podcast to follow up, or I must have missed it.
Oh, how did that go? Yeah, it was.
Do you still have it?
No.
Okay, it's been 6 months, so I figured it was no.
No, we went to Cancun, so I got waxed there for convenience. But it was fun. I loved it. John loved it. Actually, at first I didn't like it, and then...
Bring back the bush.
Oh.
He was like, gosh.
Forget about booty. Let's really bring bush back.
He's always fucking me, like, you know, oh my God, you know.
Something new and different?
Know. Yeah.
It's like something a whole new vagina. It was like, yeah.
Vagina kind of makeover.
No, I keep a little triangle kind of thing at the top. I haven't completely gone...
nude. My curiosity there got the best of me because that was what's fresh in my mind after your last podcast.
Nice. Well done. Well, thank you guys for being here today. We appreciate your time.
Thank you.
And thanks, Norbert, for sitting in on it. We always love your wisdom and your wit.
I don't know about wisdom, but I have ideas.
Yes, ideas. All right. And thanks to our studio audience today. We appreciate you guys being here. It's a lot of fun. How can they find us?
You can find us, if you want to email us, you can email us at theofacepodcast@gmail.com. You can follow us on Twitter @theofacepodcast. And you can, of course, access all of our episodes and whatnot at theofacepodcast.com.
All right.
And that's, there you go.
I'll just say this. You should right now, at the end of the show, go to iTunes and give these guys a review. Because no one,
yes,
that
please.
Is the best way to find a show. And I always hate... whoring out and saying that on my show, but I get to say it on theirs because it's really important for podcasters to go and beg for those reviews.
So absolutely.
I'll save them that trouble and I'll do it for them.
Thank you.
Go to iTunes and give them a review. If you enjoy the show, other people can find it that way. Go do it.
And as always, we offer kisses for stars and we have delivered. So, yeah, there
you
go.
All right. It's shower time.
Well, that looked easy enough. And Joey is going to try it out.
Reverse dwarf press.
I can't tell the story yet. He has to be a guest on the podcast because it's too delicious.
Oh, he's going to get there.
Let's just say there's some things you can't unimagine.
Oh, no.
Give me the ice pick. We're going at it.
That's a pretty good sound check, I think.
All right.
All right, cool.